I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a cookbook author from Martha's Vineyard about a new collection of recipes featuring kale.
Kathy Walthers of West Tisbury is a kale fanatic. Last year, she ate the green for 140 days straight while testing recipes for her new book, Kale, Glorious Kale. Kale is one of the only local greens available for most of the year, and it's also super versatile. Here's what drew Kathy to the green in the first place.
Kale is super popular now, and there's even a worldwide kale seed shortage, the Johnny Seed Company told me. But still, some people are unsure how to cook it, and some people have had bad experiences. So I wanted to give people recipes, but I also want to help people with techniques and some recipes for people who don't think they like it or really don't know how to use it.
The thing about kale is there isn't just one variety. In fact, in her research, Kathy found over 50, each with its own unique texture and taste.
You can break them down into three main categories, and these all grow around here. And one is the curly kale that we traditionally see in our gardens. That's the dark green. They're often called Scotch kale, originally from Europe. Then came the red Russian kale, so you can tell that they're flatter leaves and they have that purplish red vein, very beautiful and really delicious. And then a really popular kale now is the Italian kale. It's nicknamed dinosaur kale, but it's really Italian heirloom kales and also called Toscano or Tuscan.
Within these three main categories, there are all sorts of sub-varieties. One farm on the vineyard grows a whopping 13 kinds of kale. As she tested recipes, Kathy used these varieties in all the ways you'd expect: kale soups and salads, kale chips, but also in some pretty unusual dishes. One I'd never heard of was kale granola.
Kale granola, I couldn't believe that. I don't know what made me want to try it. I guess the crispy kale and thinking, would it work in a homemade granola? And I was so pleased that you can just add, you know, massaged kale a little bit like you were going to roast it in the oven and add that to the granola that you're making. And it, while the granola crisps, the kale crisps, and it's got a little bit of maple syrup and a little coconut. So the whole thing is really delicious. And it stays crispy for a couple days, you know, or putting it in a jar, surprisingly. So it's really delicious.
Kathy also recommends her recipes for kale latkes, a coconut kale smoothie, and an Asian peanut noodle and kale salad. She says kale holds up great to heavy salad dressings, hence the kale Caesar salads that are all over restaurant menus these days. And it also roasts nicely with mixed vegetables in the oven. One chapter she wasn't expecting to write is kale cocktails.
Somebody made a kale margarita, and I tried it. And it was really delicious. So for fun, I did a few kale cocktails. It's not a big, it's a chapter, but it's not a big one. You can use your leftover juice in the morning.
Kathy came up with four other kale cocktail recipes. My two favorites are the Emerald Gimlet, which calls for gin, kale juice, ginger, lime juice, and simple syrup. And the Kale Mary, a twist on the original tomato juice and vodka cocktail involving tomatillo, kale, and celery juices. The good news is that even in a not-so-wholesome cocktail, kale is still a nutritional powerhouse.
It's amazing how truly nutritious kale is. One of the things that I found is the ANDI index. Whole Food uses this. It's Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. So they rated vegetables and fruits and actually other foods, too, on a scale of 1 to 1,000. And kale comes in at 1,000. So it really has a lot. It's almost like a vitamin pill in itself.
The Center for Science in the Public Interest also ranked kale as the healthiest of 83 vegetables. It's high in vitamins A, C, and K, potassium and calcium, and a long laundry list of other vitamins and minerals. Kathy says, whatever you're going to do with kale, now is the best time of year for eating it because it's sweeter after a frost. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Kathy gave us some recipes for unexpected ways of using kale, like latkes, for example. Or, if you can believe this, kale granola. You can find these recipes and see some pictures of the most common local kale varieties right on our website, capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast. This local food report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.